Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 26 and 27. We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets. But he will reply, I don't know you. The scene is this. The good news of what Jesus has done has gone out into the world. The Lord, through his people, has patiently proclaimed his message of full forgiveness and eternal life through faith in Christ alone. He proclaimed his message with persistence. He has proclaimed the message to all. But now, the time is up. The end of the world has arrived. Every last moment for repentance is gone. The door to heaven is closed. Outside the door, however, are people who have convinced themselves that there must be some misunderstanding. Why is the door closed? Why can't they get in? With the strength of desperation, they knock on the door, pound on it. As they do, they call out, they plead, Sir, open the door for us. But the reply comes back that simply says, I don't know you or where you come from. He doesn't know them. Impossible, they think. After all, they're familiar with him. They've heard about Jesus all their lives. They've bumped into Jesus and his words lots of times. He was part of their background, part of their culture. And so they lawyer up and make their case that they are familiar with him. We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets, they say. But once again comes back the chilling, now final, reply, I don't know you. Their fatal mistake is now clear. Throughout their lives, they've presumed that familiarity with Jesus was the same as trust in Jesus. They presumed wrong. Satan wants me to make the same mistake. He tempts me to presume that familiarity with Jesus, warm nostalgia for church and church culture, that it's all good enough. But if I presume this, I will one day find myself standing outside of a closed door. But Jesus knows the devil's schemes too. That's why our Savior is pursuing you and me right now, strengthening our bond with him through his word and sacrament. All this so that it's not familiarity, but trust. Trust in Jesus alone as our Savior from sin. Lord, I am not just familiar with you. I trust you. Increase my faith. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.